This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show! Let's have some fun! On a Friday, and it is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. It's going to be so much fun tonight. I mean, after we talk about the fact we're about to have our taxes increased, looks like that's definitely a go. That kind of sucks. And you can minor in LGBTQ studies now. That's not good. I'm going to help the young single fellas out. Some Australian chick says New York City men are the best at dating. Let's dig into the details, fellas. Help you go find a dime so you can put a ring on her finger. We have asked Dr. Jesse questions about Trump. Some lady really doesn't want him to get in. Someone wants to know who I think Eric Adams' running mate's going to be. Elon Musk got fat and a bunch of illegals being bussed to New York. All that and much more is coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I guess let us begin at the beginning, in case you're not aware of what's going on. We have breaking news!
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse, he's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby!
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
This is from the Washington Examiner. Kristen Sinema signs off on the Manchin-Schumer spending bill. Healthcare tax and climate spending bill. It'll likely mean the bill's going to pass. This is that thing they've been lying about calling the Inflation Reduction Act. And of course, Papa Joe's been lying about it. No new taxes if you're making under 400K.
It's a big deal. I'll also, for the first time in a long time, began to restore fairness to the tax code, began to restore fairness by making the largest corporate nations and largest corporations in America pay their fair share without any new taxes on people making under $400,000 a year.
Okay, bold-faced lie. We know that. Just a reminder, I know you know all these things. Rich people already pay. The top 10% of wage earners already pay 90% of the taxes. This has nothing to do with fair share. This has everything to do with grievance politics. That's all it is. Here he is lying some more.
Nobody earning less than $400,000 a year would pay a single additional penny in taxes. No one. Let me say it again. No one making under $400,000 will see their federal taxes go up, period. It's all paid for. And nobody making less than $400,000 a year will pay one single penny more for anything in taxes. No one under our proposal, only making under $400,000 a year, will see a penny in their taxes go up, not one penny. It's a big deal. Also, for the first time in a long time, began to restore fairness to the tax code, began to restore fairness.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, he's lying. It's going to raise your taxes. So we already went over all those numbers from the Wall Street Journal yesterday. It's going to raise your taxes in the middle of a recession. We are officially at grocery prices up 12% now. 12% in the middle of a recession. Government is going to raise your taxes. But why? Why? Well, you actually get a window into why the communists do this every time they talk about a tax cut. And what do they say? What do they say about a tax cut? If you pay attention to politics, which you probably do, you're probably already mouthing the words. What do they say every time there's a proposed tax cut? They say it's a tax cut that's not paid for. It's not paid for. The tax cut isn't paid for. Well, hold on. Your spending is what isn't paid for. What are you talking about? Well, here's what they're talking about. Remember this. The communists view you as simply a servant to the state. And they view not 35% or 25% of your income. They actually view all of your income as being something that belongs to them. They view it as theirs. It's their money. You're theirs. They own you. They own your thermostat, as we've talked about. They own your children. They most definitely own your wages. They'll decide how much of your labor you're allowed to keep out of the goodness of their hearts. That's why they do these things. It's going to be a disaster, of course. I mean, like I said, the destruction is intentional. The destruction is intentional. So that's it. With Kristen Sinema in Arizona signing off on it, we're basically done. Not to nerd out on the details. I know these things are weird, but maybe you're sitting there saying, hey, Jesse, I don't understand. They don't have 60 votes yet. They don't have 60 votes. There's this ultra confusing thing and really ultra crooked thing called reconciliation, where they can basically pass bills without getting the 60 votes they need in the Senate. And that's what they're going to do with this. It's very, very dirty. It's not used often. It's used when Democrats, honestly, it's used every time Democrats have a very unpopular bill they want to cram down your throat. Obamacare, all that. Whenever they have something very unpopular they want to cram down your throat, they simply say reconciliation and they go through with it. It's part of having a corrupt gangster government, a completely rotted out system of petty tyrants. All right, that's enough ugly. That's enough ugly stuff. Let's talk about good things. Well, some good things. Begin here, because I love this stuff. I love gaming out future politics. There's not a lot of other big stuff in the news today. Anyway, Jesse, since you think Eric Adams is going to be the Dem nominee for president in 2024, and I do, who is going to be his VP nominee and why? I love the show, although I'm wondering what your midlife crisis car is. Yes, you can mention my name. His name's David. Okay, one, I just need to reiterate this for new listeners, people who may not be aware. Democrats are in severe trouble in 2024 because they have a top of the ticket problem. And this is not unheard of in American history, remember. This is something that has happened before. Gerald Ford and other, this is something that has happened before where you have a sitting president or a top of the ticket guy who just isn't popular. Well, it's easy for you and it's easy for me to say, well, if you're Democrats, just get rid of Joe. That's oftentimes easier said than done. What if Joe doesn't want to go? See that rhyming, Chris? You couldn't do that. What, Chris? Anyway, what if Joe doesn't want to go? How many gigantic power broker big donors still stand behind Joe? You know, it's not as easy as moving pieces around a chessboard as we oftentimes, look, I do this too, as we oftentimes make it sound like. Well, let's just move him here and we'll move her here and then he'll retire and we'll move. It's not that easy, all right? But they do have a top of the ticket problem. You have a guy, I mean, listen to just this little bit here. Joe Biden is getting worse with the slurring of his words. And I don't know if that's the dementia or if that's the drug cocktail they're keeping him on so he appears to be a half-functional adult. But there's a lot of this. There's a lot of Jesse after that third glass of Jim Beam talk.
It's a big deal. Also, for the first time in a long time, began to restore fairness to the tax code, began to restore fairness by making the largest corporations and large corporations in America.
Hey, hand me the beer bong. Okay, so you have a guy who's way too old. He can't talk. He's done. All right, that's bad enough. Vice president is almost always the go-to. And that's part of the reason you choose your vice president is this the guy we are grooming, and not the normal way Democrats groom people now, is this the guy we're grooming to be the next big thing? The problem is when you're a communist in America, when you're a cultural Marxist in America, you view everything through the eyes of cultural Marxism. So Democrats had a chance at picking a young, sharper vice president, maybe that piece of trash Castro or something, like maybe even Newsom, who you know I hate, maybe even Adams. Maybe instead, they picked Doam. Everyone hates Doam.
Last year, we set an ambitious goal. Our nation will cut our greenhouse gas emissions in half by no later than 2030. And by no later than 2050, we will reach net zero emissions. Some say that is an ambitious goal. I say it is doable.
Okay, so it's not going to be dull. It's just not going to be. Her popularity is below Joe Biden's. Not that it's a shock Kamala would be underneath somebody, but she is underneath Joe Biden. You know how difficult that is as vice president when you basically have no responsibilities whatsoever. All right. Which brings me to why I think it's Eric Adams and who I think his vice president is going to be. I will get to that in a moment. Before I get to that, let me ask you an honest question. I know you probably take care of your personal self-defense. I like that. Weapons, I've told you to own weapons. I've told you to buy a hero gun as a supplement or maybe your main self-defense, depending on how you feel about guns. Buy a hero non-lethal gun. But let me ask you, does every person you're close to have a way to defend themselves? Maybe you have a daughter who's away from home now or a son who's away from home now. My sons are getting older. I'm looking at them thinking about that day. If your child runs out to 7-Eleven at midnight tonight for some ding-dongs and runs into a very bad person in the parking lot, is your child going to die or can they defend themselves? Get a hero gun or a hero arrow or both, preferably. Go to hero2020.com. You don't need a concealed carry permit. Anybody can use it. It has a laser sight, point and squeeze. Hero2020.com, code Jesse, gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You can email the show while we're on the air. We're live. Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Florida saw 632,000 new businesses open in 2021. Twice New York's count. Golly. You know, we'll get to that in a minute. Look, we'll get to that in a minute. Hey, we'll get to that in a minute. Back to what we were talking about here. I want to finish my thought. Democrats have a problem. You pick Joe. He's old. He can't talk. That sucks. Okay, boop, Joe's gone. Dome is just a hideous, unlikable human being. No one likes her. That's not even me being mean for once. That's really not even me being mean. She just, look, no one likes her. All right, boop, Dome's gone. Which brings us to the next one they've been grooming. That's appropriate. Rear Admiral Pete Buttigieg, it doesn't matter. He's the Rear Admiral. He's gay. Now, not saying that should be a big deal to you, but you should understand that Democrat politics, Democrat primaries, they thrive on the black vote. They do. That's why you see them. That's a big part of why you see them campaign so hard, embarrassingly so, for the black vote. They'll do embarrassing things for the black vote because the black vote will turn out in a Democrat primary. They have a history in this country of there are kingmakers in black politics. Like I brought it up before, James Clyburn in South Carolina. You probably don't even know who he is. He's some old communist piece of trash in South Carolina. But he rules the black vote in South Carolina like a king. So much so that when he picks a candidate, they flock to that candidate. Joe Biden famously was drowning in his last primary. He went and saw Clyburn because he had a South Carolina primary coming up. Promised Clyburn who knows what. Boom, boom, boom. Clyburn endorses Joe Biden. Joe Biden takes South Carolina. Democrat primary over. You have to have the black vote if you're a Democrat and you want to win the Democrat nomination. Big reason why Eric Adams is mayor of New York City. Setting that aside for a second. This is not my opinion. There's poll data. Across the country, poll data that shows the black community is not understanding of the gay thing at all. Maybe the least understanding of any demographic, right up there with the Latinos. But black vote, gay thing, big deal. You know it's a big deal because they were actually trying to flirt with Buttigieg, the Democrats were, as maybe being the nominee last time. Hey, he's young. He's this young guy. You know, pretty well-spoken dude. Hey, look at Pete. and he couldn't get any traction at all in the black community so badly that, remember, we've talked about it on the show before, he got with a bunch of black dudes and drank a 40 out of a brown paper bag and put it up on the social media to try to gain traction with the black vote. Honestly, I know. It's the most embarrassing thing ever. Pete's not going to work. Boop. Pete's gone. So where do you go? Stacey Abrams, not going to happen. Not going to happen. Kathy Hochul, I've heard Kathy Hochul. Kathy Hochul is firmly entrenched in New York. She wants to stay governor of New York. She does not have the national appeal at all, does not have the charisma at all. Hochul's gone. Who else? Can't think of anyone, can you? You're going to have the old retreads run again. Elizabeth Warren's going to run again with her voice and her Beach Boys haircut. Bernie's going to run up there and spittle into the microphone again, do the same thing as before. But those are not serious contenders. I say it actually comes down to two people. Gavin Newsom, who very clearly wants it. He has the look for it. Governor of the most powerful state. Or Eric Adams. Eric Adams, young, good looking, black, helps with the black vote. The Democrats right now are being punished at the ballot box because of their soft on crime approach. Now, I know what you're saying. Jesse, Eric Adams sucks on crime. You should see what he's doing. That's correct. But Eric Adams is a former cop. They'll simply lie about that. So I don't need your New York emails of, no, you should see what it's like on my street. Look, in Omaha, Nebraska, they don't have any idea what it's like on your street. They know there's a black, young, charismatic, good-looking, former cop, helps them shade that kind of soft-on-crime image, Eric Adams, which brings us to his running mate. Chris suggested it would be Gavin Newsom if Gavin Newsom wasn't the nominee. That's because Chris, believe it or not, is a logical thinker. Maybe you're sitting there agreeing with Chris. It's got to be Gavin Newsom. I would say, of course it'd be Gavin Newsom. Plus, you combine the powers of New York and California, basically the two most powerful states, the two best candidates. Of course, it makes sense. Did Kamala Harris make sense? Did Dome make sense? Joe Biden got up behind a microphone. I know you remember it. Joe Biden got up behind a microphone and he said, my vice president is going to be a woman. And not just a woman, a black woman. You don't look at politics the way the cultural Marxists look at politics. It can't be Gavin Newsom. It's another dude. It's a white dude. If you're Eric Adams and you've got to pick one, now you're talking, Chris. Chris said Michelle Obama. Now, maybe you're sitting there saying Michelle Obama won't be anyone's VP, which I would tend to agree with. I think we all know who the man is in that relationship. She's just always been that type. Always been that type. Vice President Buttigieg. That's what I say. I say Buttigieg struggles in the primary. He gets some traction, though, because this is his second time running nationally. He can't earn the nomination because he's too gay, gets sidelined. Eric Adams jumps in, raises all that New York money. Pete Buttigieg is going to be Eric Adams' VP nominee. Chris, you better be writing that one down, son, because if I turn out to be right on that one 3 years from now, you just don't even turn on the show if I turn on to be right, because it may be 3 hours of me playing that on a continuous loop. That's what I say. I say Buttigieg and Eric Adams. That's what I say. With Eric Adams at the top. With Eric Adams, I say Adams gives Buttigieg the gay cover he needs to be on the ticket without being the top of the ticket. And see, now I'm going to have all this hate mail now of everyone who hates Eric Adams. Jesse, you suck. Jesse, you suck. Look, I'm just trying to analyze it as best I can here. All right? My email address is jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, they all go right there. All right. Before I get to more Ask Dr. Jesse questions, someone has a question about Trump and CIA and all these things. I do want to address this. I brought it up briefly. Florida, twice as many businesses opened as New York. What's going on? What does it mean for you? Let's have a talk about that. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and leave a review talking about how handsome I am. We're going to get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions in a second. We are going to get to this LGBTQ studies minor. And oh gosh, there's so much to get to tonight. But first, do you like schools, roads, basic services? Everyone does, right? I think it's important for not just you, everyone in a blue area to understand. As we move forward as a country, and as the left goes further and further left, and they are, it's inevitable now. They can't stop themselves. They don't know how to stop or moderate or slow down. They can't. As they go further and further left and insane, it's only going to increase the hemorrhage of decent people leaving the blue states and going to red states. That's a long way of saying the blue states are going to keep getting bluer and crazier, and the red states are actually going to keep getting redder and more sane and better. What does that mean? Well, you don't necessarily feel it now. I mean, you may feel it now, but you don't necessarily feel it now, but you are definitely going to feel in the future a quality of life difference between New York and Florida. Why? Well, this article is a great example. Florida. Now, remember, Florida and New York have roughly the same amount of people, give or take, but roughly the same amount of people. Florida saw 632,105 new businesses open in 2021. That's twice New York's count. Okay, maybe you already have a business. Maybe you're not interested in starting a business. Maybe you don't care about this. That's fine. That's not what you need to know. What you need to know is this. That not only creates more goods and services available for the people in Florida, it creates more tax revenue for cities, counties, and the state of Florida. If we continue to have wealth flood into red areas, it's flooding from somewhere. It's leaving New York and going to these places. What that means is this. Your well-to-do blue state may not be so well-to-do in 5, 10 years from now. It wasn't always that way. If it was 20 years ago and you lived in another blue state, New Jersey, 20 years from now, you lived in New Jersey. Or 20 years ago, you lived in New Jersey. Okay, it's Democrat, right? This is not news, it's Democrat. You have Southern Jersey, which is not, but you know, I mean, Northern Jersey, Democrat. But manageable. Yeah, your taxes will be a little higher, couple fees a little higher. No question about that. I'm not dismissing that, but manageable. And if you wanted to stay near, you know, where you grew up, maybe you grew up in Jersey. Maybe you grew up near family. Maybe you grew up at your favorite restaurant, your favorite barber, your favorite, look, these things matter, right? Your kids' school, they're going to school with you, your friends, family, all that meant enough to you that paying a little more in taxes and a little more extra fee here that's kind of annoying, not the end of the world. It's about to become the end of the world because the money is running out. The money's running out And as the money runs out, remember, we just had this conversation. These people all look at you as simply their property, and they look at your labor as their property. They're going to keep blood-sucking more and more money out of you, causing more and more people to flee, and you're going to watch what was once manageable become unmanageable and become poverty-stricken without some massive change, without some massive course correction, which I don't possibly see how that could happen here in the future. You're going to see a quality of life difference that is drastic between blue areas and red areas. Like a lot of southern states that are red areas, they're actually pretty poor overall economically, right? Remember, the South has never had the North's economy. This goes way back to Civil War era, where the entire South's economy was one-fifth the size of New York's. That should, the North is industry, right? You're going to see a shift there. You're going to see a seismic shift there in the coming years. It'll be something interesting to pay attention to. All right, Enough of that for now. I'm going to play this really quickly because we referenced your taxes going up. This is Stephen Moore.
A lot of businesses are still having problem finding workers. We estimate because of this absurd, crazy, what they call the Inflation Reduction Act, that will reduce employment in the country by about 900,000 people. That's according to Casey Mulligan, one of the top labor economists, because the increase in the health benefits is no longer tied to work. And so you're going to have more disincentives for people to work. That's a terrible, terrible bill.
Yeah. Stock up. Do you have your emergency food supply yet? You understand they're about to wipe out 1 million more jobs with more inflation coming and a deeper recession coming? Do you have your emergency food supply? Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. $50 off a 4-week emergency food kit. At least get 4 weeks. At least get a month, huh? PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. This is courtesy of My Patriot Supply. Very thrilled they partnered with the show. I actually reached out to them and I said, hey, I really believe in what you do. Would love for you to come on and treat my listeners to something special. Credit to them for doing so. But PrepareWithJesseKelly.com gets you $50 off a 4-week food kit. I pray to God you never need it. What's it have, Chris? Something like a 20-year shelf life of it? 25-year shelf life. I hope 25 years from now you're throwing it away saying, dang, Jesse, I never needed it. But man, if you need it, gosh, preparewithjessekelly.com. Get one for everyone in your house. All right, let's get to some more Ask Dr. Jesse questions. That's enough ugliness, Chris. That's enough you, Chris. Jesse, when and if Trump or another Republican gets back in power, that person needs to fire everyone in the FBI immediately and start interviewing for positions the very next day. Patriots need only apply. Interview them closely, everyone who wants to work there, so on and so forth. Listen, let's have an honest talk here. That's correct. What you just said is correct. Trump, Heavy D, someone else, whoever it may be, whoever walks into that White House next needs to make gigantic, drastic changes to all of the administrative state. It goes well beyond the FBI, CIA, State Department, NSA, CIA. You know, something that we've just kind of forgotten about, really, really kind of a big deal, the NSA, the National Security Administration, the people who are spying on every phone call, text message, and email you make, they're collecting all of your data. You do understand they took that authority. They collected Tucker Carlson's data. Tucker Carlson got word of this from a whistleblower. He warned that they were collecting his data. And once they got busted for collecting his data, they went to the media. Someone at the NSA went to the media and leaked his private information to the American media. You understand what a big deal it is that the NSA, who has access to all of your data, they could at any moment choose to leak it on you. What a big, gigantic. I mean, so anyway, yes, the administrative state has to be drained. You know, drain the swamp and all that. It does have to be drained completely. However, it's important we are realistic in this. And remember, I'm the one who wants to break the FBI into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the winds. Thank you, JFK, for that wonderful quote. there are limits to what they have the authority to do. Now, that's sad. It shouldn't be that way. But by law, the president can't walk in and fire everyone in the FBI. By law, he can't. They have managed to, for years, decades, the Democrats have realized their real power is in the administrative state. So they've sought to expand more and more authority over there and shield them more and more from any discipline ever. That's why they never get fired. That's why they never go to jail. That's why it's just very, very difficult to get rid of him. Yes, he can do a lot. They can remove a bunch of people from key positions. But let's also be realistic here. Let's also be adults. They can't walk in day one. Trump, DeSantis, nobody. They can't walk in and say, hey, you're all fired. Now, they can do that with the military. You can't do that with the FBI. Oh, you know what? Let me explain this a little more in just a second. Hang on.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. And remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can watch the show. People love watching the show. All right. You watch me do it. There's a simulcast of it on thefirsttv.com/Jesse. Thefirsttv.com/Jesse. You got to sign up. You got to pay for it, though. In your face. By the way, what, Chris? Am I dressing up for Halloween? Yes, I'm dressing up for Halloween. I'm a daggone American. I'm dressing up. Yes, I'm dressing up for Halloween. Apparently, I didn't realize this. Apparently, I make a lot of facial expressions and a lot of hand motions and things like that, which I didn't really realize. I didn't really realize that. I guess I should have realized it because I accidentally hit the microphone a lot. Part of that is because I'm unprofessional. Anyway, back to this. Remember, the next president can do a lot of things. Trump, to his credit, is apparently already enlisting people to dig into, to start vetting future people to fill his government with, which is good because the last time he did it, he screwed it all up. And it's good that he apparently has taken that seriously and it's going to improve. That's what we want. It's improvement, right? I mean, Christopher Wray. I mean, this is, wow.
Also included on this is a Texan.
Just sorry. Once again, I want to make sure I drive this home. Christopher Wray is Donald Trump's choice for the FBI.
Also included on this is a text that I was particularly struck is the Gonzales battle flag. Come and take it. As indicative of being a violent extremist militia. Well, I will self-report right now that every day in the Senate I wear my boots that have the Gonzales battle flag on the back of them. Director Wray, what are y'all doing? This makes no sense. Do you agree with this FBI guidance that the Betsy Ross flag and the Gadsden flag and the Gonzales battle flag are signs of militia violent extremism?
Well, Senator, I'm not familiar with the particular document you have behind you, and I'm not in the practice of trying to comment on documents that I haven't recognized, but I will tell you that when we put out intelligence products, including ones that reference symbols, which we do across a wide variety of contexts, we usually take great pains to put caveats and warnings in the document that make clear that a symbol alone is not considered evidence of violent extremism.
There are no Antifa flags in that pamphlet. No Black Lives Matter flags. But your don't tread on me flag, it is most definitely in that pamphlet. How about that? Again, the biggest indictment of Christopher Wray, I mean, it tells you all you need to know about Christopher Wray, is that Joe Biden didn't fire Christopher Wray about half a second after he walked into the White House. Democrats, to their credit, they are so good about that. They are so good about firing anyone who may stand against them and hiring only their ideological allies. Barack Obama was so good at it. I mean, I swear sometimes I wish I was a communist. It's too bad they're all murderous scum. Barack Obama went into office and immediately fired over 100 generals right off the bat. Boom, gone. Filled the military with generals, communist generals loyal to him. Bill Clinton walks into office. Every single U.S. attorney, turn in your resignation. I want my people in there now. Republicans get into office. Well, I hope we're being nice, guys. Are we nice? I want to look nice. We can't fire anybody. Then the media might get mad at us. I don't want to be a big meanie poo-poo head. Gosh, it's freaking embarrassing. So embarrassing how nice we are. All right. Let's help the young guys out here for a second before I get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse question. Australian woman explains why New York City men have the best dating game. One, she uses a lot of terms like bloke, which I'm all down with the Australian accent, ladies, but some of these words are terrible. Anyway, I sorted through some of this so you didn't have to. I just want you to know, be bold. Here's what I mean by that. Here's what you can take from all this. Look, New Yorkers are bold. They can be considered rude by people who aren't from New York or aren't rude. That's probably why I get along with them so well. But they're very in your face. They're very, very, very bold. Fellas, you know what I hear time and time and time and time and time and time again from dimes? Absolute dimes. You know what I hear all the time? Nobody asks me out. Nobody asks me out. How many times have you been out and you've seen some dime walking around with an absolute dork who's just way outkicked his coverage? How many times? A lot. You know why? Because while you were sitting there with your buddies in the corner staring at her, he marched right up to her and asked her out for Red Lobster. That's why. What, Chris? I bet that's where they ask women out. I don't know. I haven't dated in decades. But anyway, go up and ask. All right. We still have more. I do want to get to this real quick, though. I don't care what you say.
Per kale.
It's per cow sheets. I don't care how many of you college-educated people write in to scream at me that I say words wrong. I'm stupid. I'm uneducated. I don't even have a degree. I don't even have an associate's degree. I mean, goodness, construction and Marines and community college. What kind of intellect do you think you're tuning into here? Go get some per-cal sheets from MyPillow. Look, I don't care how you pronounce it. They really are incredible because they're summer sheets. They're light. They have this cool, crisp feel. They're breathable. In the summertime, especially down here, when it hits the 90s, man, I'm hot. I wake up and I'm sweating all the time. They have a great deal. Limited deal. Only because supplies are limited, but it's a limited deal. Queen size, normally $89.98. Right now it's $39.98. Go get a couple pair. These are great gift givers too. Couple pair. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. Use the promo code Jesse. All right? MyPillow.com. Promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544. 800-845-0544.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
The answer to your question, Chris, is there's no question she knows I play it by now. That's one of the really weird things about the show. We kind of just started and then boom, the show blew up and went super national. We still act like it's this little local show, which we were having fun with. Now when we do things, everyone finds out about it and it's hilarious. Remember when we did the bipartisan hottest women of Congress list? I found out after, because I know all these Congress people, I found out after they were talking about the list and texting back and forth about it. The congresswomen who were on the list. Oh, I'm number 4. Did you see that? That's so much fun. All right, quit. Why can't Americans drive? I have a theory on bad drivers here. Somebody really doesn't want Donald Trump to run again. And ESG. Somebody made a little discovery, one you should hear. All that's still to come on The Jesse Kelly Show.
Left alone with big fat fetish.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.